Hey everyone, I'm Christopher.
I'm Mike.
It's Mike. Oh, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. So, last time we were together, we talked about hot springs.
We did.
And cold springs as well.
Oh, yes, we did.
But why do we go to hot springs?
That's a good question, Chris.
It's because...
Because a German businessman who found them in 1894, he told us to go.
Oh, that's over 100 years ago.
Because the Japanese people go with their onsen or hot spring culture, and Japanese people invented sushi and Nintendo and Godzilla. We always listen to them.
These are true, but that is not the case. We go because the weather is bad.
That's true. It's a great way to warm up in the cold winter months. Mm. So let's find out more as Laura and Tiffany take a trip to a hot spring.
A season for hot springs. This cold weather is wearing me down.
I agree. It's giving me body aches.
Maybe we should visit a hot spring today.
Will that make me feel better?
Sure. Soaking in a hot spring is good for sore joints and muscles.
I didn't know that.
Hot springs can also help with stomach and sleeping problems.
That's good. So, which hot spring should we visit?
Well, my favorite ones are in Wulai and on Yangmingshan.
Let's go to one in Wulai. It's closer to us. Weather. Weather. The weather report says it'll be cloudy the whole week. The weather report says it'll be cloudy the whole week. Agree. Agree. Agree, agreed, agreed. The lawyer and judge agreed to solve the case by Friday. The lawyer and judge agreed to solve the case by Friday. Muscle. Muscle. Humans need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight. Humans need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight. Stomach. Stomach. Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal. Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal.
Okay, so Laura and Tiffany are together. They're hanging
out.
Laura
is saying what I'm feeling right now.
What is that?
The cold weather is wearing me down.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
Oh, well, when we see this word weather...
Yeah!
Maybe I'll tell the kids
what
weather is. Weather is the temperature outside, and it's affected or changed by the sun, rain, or wind.
Right. So when we look out the window and we say, oh, it's a sunny day, it's a cloudy day, it's a rainy day, it's a snowy day, what we're talking about, of course, is the weather.
Right.
Very, very important for people all over the world. Weather is spelled W-E-A-T-H-E-R, W-E-A-T-H-E-R.
All right. And our example for weather, the weather report says it'll be cloudy the whole week.
Man, I wanted to go and look at the sun, look at the stars and the moon, but it'll be cloudy.
I know. The weather report, the weather news says it'll be cloudy the whole week.
Well, when you get a bad weather report like that, it can wear somebody down.
Right.
Wear you down, wear me down, wear him down. The idea of wear somebody down is to make you feel tired, to make you have less energy, and maybe even make you feel sad and kind of, you know, blue a little bit because right. maybe you're working too hard. Maybe you have a lot of pressure and a lot of things to worry about. Right. Maybe you haven't had a holiday in a long time and you can't sleep well.
Yeah.
And you feel like something's wearing you down.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. You seem more down. Maybe I'll read the example sentence. The long hours of studying is wearing Susan down.
Oh, I know.
The long hours of studying is wearing Susan down.
Yeah.
So she must be studying really hard for exams.
Right. Wear somebody down is two words, wear, W-E-A-R, and then the person's name, I-U, John, Chris, whoever, and then down, D-O-W-N. So wear, W-E-R, somebody down, D-O-W-N.
Right. Tiffany tells Lauren, I agree.
I agree.
Wow, that's short.
Okay.
I agree.
When you agree with someone, you think the same thing, don't you?
Yes.
You agree?
Exactly. I agree.
He agrees.
You agree?
I agree.
We agree.
Okay.
So the lawyer and judge agreed to solve the case by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer and judge agreed, so they had the same thought, opinion, to solve the case by Friday.
Okay, so they shook hands and said, yes, I want to do that, and the other guy said yes, so they had the same thinking. They agreed.
And agree is spelled A-G-R-E-E. A-G-R-E-E, agree.
Okay, well, Tiffany continues. She says, the weather is giving her body aches. It's giving me body aches, she says.
Now, is ache really painful? Does it hurt a lot?
That is what we're talking about when we say an ache. You can have a stomach ache, or a headache, or a toothache, or an earache. But anytime you see this word ache, spelled A-C-H-E, we're talking about a pain, something that is hurting you.
Right.
Usually inside your body or maybe on the outside, but usually kind of inside your body.
It's always under the skin.
Yeah, kind of your bones or your muscles will ache.
Now, an ache is just kind of a dull pain. It's not it doesn't hurt a lot, but it can sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, I think a toothache would hurt a lot more than maybe a stomach ache.
Right.
Absolutely. Because you eat, you talk.
Yeah, when you bite into something hard, it will really hurt quickly.
Orange, an apple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like a rock? Hard.
That would hurt, or a car.
Oh.
If you bite into a Mercedes Benz, it'll hurt your teeth.
Right.
I tried it.
Ugh. Okay.
Tasted terrible, too.
Really? Was it blue?
Well, I thought it was going to taste like German food, but it's a German car.
Not a German dish.
Doesn't taste good. Uh-huh. Ache, we spelled it A-C-H-E. Give us an example sentence.
These shoes make my feet ache. These shoes make my feet ache, so they make my feet hurt.
Well, your high heels are like this long.
Yes, my high heels
are
very long. I know.
I think Angelina Jolie wore those shoes last time I saw her.
Yeah, well, she had them. I took them.
Those will definitely make your feet ache.
Laura says, maybe we should visit a hot spring today.
Okay, that's a great idea because the weather is so cold, it's wearing them down.
Yeah.
And Tiffany asks, will that make me feel better? Will that take away my aches and pain?
Laura says, sure. Sure, soaking in a hot spring is good for sore joints and muscles.
Okay, here's a great verb we have to use when talking about hot springs or taking a bath. Soak, S-O-A-K, S-O-A-K, soak.
Right.
To soak is basically to put something in water for a very long time.
Ah.
All the way in the water.
Like with tea.
Not just a little bit. Yes, all the way in the water. So, for example, if you're trying to get a shirt clean and it's very dirty, you might put it in water for a really long time.
So you would soak the shirt.
Exactly.
With soap.
With some soap, too, you could put that in. Or if you're taking a bath, then you'll get in the bath and you won't just, you know, do this and jump out. No, you'll get in, you'll bring your magazine maybe and sit there for 30 or 45 minutes or something like that.
That's
so you really, really feel comfortable because you've been soaking, you've been sitting in this hot water for a long time.
Exactly. And so you said that soak is for a long time.
Mm.
So if you do something in water that's quick, like maybe have a biscuit, you would dip it.
That's right.
So dip's another verb, and that's D-I-P. Mm-hmm. Dip, D-I-P.
Dip is in the water for a short time, soak for a very long time.
And soak is S-O-A-K.
Yes, that's right.
S-O-A-K.
Mm-hmm. Our example sentence reads, my dog got soaked in the rain, and now he smells bad. So maybe it was a lot of rain very quickly, or maybe a little of rain for a long time, but the dog got very wet. Like if you put him in a bathtub.
Right, exactly.
And Tiffany also said her joints.
Oh, right.
She talked about her joints.
Yes, joints would be the parts that connect your bone.
Yeah, the things that move,
yes.
Right? So your elbow, your shoulder,
finger
your
joints.
Wrist, your ankle.
Oh.
You want to show us your high heel shoes?
No, I don't want to show them yet.
Okay.
All right. So, is good for, we saw, is the phrase, be good for something or somebody.
Yes.
But it's also our 英文快译通.
Awesome.
So, why don't we check that out?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, everyone. I'm Polly. Are you good at English? Is 英文快译通 good for your English learning? 我刚问的两个句子呢都有 good, 不过一个接 at, 一个接 for, 那意思到底差在哪里呢？我们赶快来看一下今天的课程内容。OK, good 就是好的意思，大家一定都认得。不过它后面如果接上不同的介系词，就能表达不同的意思哦。例如我刚刚第一句呢问了大家 ,Are you good at English? Are you good at English?Good at something 就是擅长的意思，所以 Are you good at English 就是你擅长英文吗？你的英文好吗的意思。那 at 后面呢也能接动词 ing， 例如呢有一些人可能他个性比较犹豫不决，不太能果断的决定一些事情，那么做决定的英文是 make decisions， make decisions。所以 some people are not good at making decisions。Some people are not good at making decisions. 就是有一些人不太擅长做决定。注意 make 呢要变成一定要将 ing 变成 making, M-A-K-I-N-G. OK, 那所以 good at 是擅长的意思。不过我刚刚开头第二个问题呢是 Is 英文快译通 good for English learning? Good 后面接了 for, good for 意思就不是擅长咯。它的意思呢是对什么事情有益处，有益于什么事情。所以呢那句问题的意思是英文快译通对你的英文学习是否有益处，是否有帮助呢？好，我再来举一个例子。平常呢我们应该要多补充水分，因为其实多喝水呢对我们的皮肤都非常好，非常有益处。所以 Water is really good for your skin. Water is really good for your skin. 好，那另外还想和大家分享一下，在现在大家都非常习惯使用网络的这个时代呢，虽然网络普及真的让我们做很多事情都方便很多，但是当你太常使用网络的话，或是太常看电视，有没有发现自己呢有一种变笨的趋势呢？因为你可能脑袋会越来越不灵光，注意力越来越不集中，思绪呢也越来越不活络。如果你有以上的感觉呢，一定要提醒自己多读书，多看书，多阅读呢对我们的大脑是很有帮助的。所以 reading is good for your brain. Reading is good for your brain. 一定要记得替自己补充精神粮食哦。好，所以我们今天学到了跟 good 有关的片语。Good at 是擅长，那 good for 呢则是对什么有益处的意思。这两个片语一定要学起来哦。那我们下次再见，拜拜。
So yeah, soaking your joints would be good, but also, as Tiffany said, your muscles. Muscles are the parts of your body that do things where you move. So
right.
If you're lifting things, if you're walking, jumping, running, you use the muscles in your legs, or if you carry things in your arms. When people go to the gym, right, they want to do exercises to get
muscle.
Bigger muscles.
Exactly.
That's right. Muscles is spelled M-U-S-C-L-E-S, M-U-S-C-L-E-S. Now, notice, it's not muscles.
No.
The C is silent. It's an S sound.
Muscles.
Not
muscles.
That's right. What's our example sentence?
Our example sentence, humans need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight.
That's they do.
That's true.
They
humans
do.
Need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that animals that are not standing up straight do not have strong muscles?
Well, some of them probably wouldn't. I don't think a worm has very strong muscles.
No, you know? And I don't think a sloth has...
A sloth. Okay. Well, but then there are other animals that lie down like a snake.
Right.
But everyone knows that snakes have very strong muscles.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a little bit different.
Ah.
Let's get back to Tiffany and Laura. Tiffany says, I didn't know that. She didn't know that soaking in a hot spring is very good for your body and your muscles and joints. And Laura has more information.
Yeah. Hot springs can also help with stomach and sleeping problems. Oh, that's good. Mm. I have sleeping problems
sometimes. Do you? Okay. How about stomach problems?
No.
All right. Well, let's find out what stomach is, shall we?
Okay. So stomach, it's the organ in our body, right, mm-hmm. in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the outside that we see, like this, mm-hmm. is the belly,
mm-hmm.
but inside...
Mm-hmm.
Is the muscle known as the stomach. It's where the food goes.
So when you eat and the food goes down, that's the first place it goes.
Right.
That big kind of bag inside you. It's just your stomach.
Right.
Okay.
And stomach is spelled S-T-O-M-A-C-H.
Mm.
S-T-O-M-A-C-H, stomach.
But shouldn't we say that stomach?
No, it's like muscles. We don't pronounce the C.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this C, we would say it as a C, but no H sound.
Right.
So stomach. Okay, our example sentence, Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal. Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal. Tiffany thinks this is great news. She says, that's good. So which hot spring should we visit?
Right. And Laura says, well, my favorite ones are in Ulai mm-hmm. and on Yangmingshan.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can go to those both around Taipei. Tiffany thinks, let's go to one in Ulai. It's closer to us. Oh, so maybe they're at Taida University or somewhere like that. It's closer to go to Ulai. So there we go. And I think since they're going to Ulai, maybe we'll go to Yanmingshan because, you know, there'll be more empty spaces.
Yes.
We'll think about that and we'll see you soon.
Okay, so what is your favorite hot spring?
I'd have to say the one on Green Island was my favorite, the saltwater hot spring, just because it was so special.
Okay.
There are only three in the whole world.
Wow.
One is there, one is in Israel, Ishalie, near the Dead Sea, and I forget where the other one is. Mm. But all hot springs are great, especially in the winter. Maybe we'll see you there, soaking in a nice warm hot spring. See you then!
Hello, everyone. I'm Evita. 还记得我上个月跟大家说我会七国语言的事吗？那么今天就要教大家表达爱的说法。中文呢就是我爱你，台语就是我爱你，日文愛してる，韩文사랑해요，法文就是주댐，英文就是 I love you。哎，这样算一算好像少一国语言啊，不重要。不过呢，大家会不会觉得英文只有 I love you 感觉很弱呢？不过今天我要教大家别种说法哦。那这个句子就是 I really adore you, I really adore you. Adore 跟 love 相较之下比较含蓄一些， love 呢比较强烈，而 adore 的意思就是爱慕，口语一些的说法就是很喜欢，超喜欢的意思。I really adore you, 也就是我真的很喜欢你。另外 adore 还有崇拜、尊敬的意思。I adore her for her good character, 我因为她良好的人格而敬重她。Adore 当然用法也很广泛，可以对家人，那就说 I adore my sisters, I adore my sisters, 我爱我的姐妹们。另外补充一点，Adorable 是形容词，用来形容值得尊敬或可爱的。那所以同学们一定要把 adore 的用法学好，才会变得 adorable 哦。
A season for hot springs. This cold weather is wearing me down.
I agree. It's giving me body aches.
Maybe we should visit a hot spring today.
Will that make me feel better?
Sure. Soaking in a hot spring is good for sore joints and muscles.
I didn't know that.
Hot springs can also help with stomach and sleeping problems.
That's good. So, which hot spring should we visit?
Well, my favorite ones are in Wulai and on Yangmingshan.
Let's go to one in Wulai. It's closer to us. Weather. The weather report says it'll be cloudy the whole week. The weather report says it'll be cloudy the whole week. Agreed. The lawyer and judge agreed to solve the case by Friday. The lawyer and judge agreed to solve the case by Friday. Muscle. Humans need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight. Humans need strong bones and muscles to stand up straight. Stomach. Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal. Sophia's stomach was full after the large meal.